Well, welcome to the Charlie Perry Show this morning. We have a couple of great folks coming in from DanvilleComputerDoc.com. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Just wonderful. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you're welcome. I am familiar with you, too, but the radio audience may not be. So as we get started this morning, we want you to introduce yourself and start talking about what your service is, the name of your company, and how people can reach you.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Well, we are Danville Computer Doc, as you said, and you can get to us at danvillecomputerdoc.com. We are also Cool Jazz Web Design. So we have two components to our business. We do hardware and custom programming on the Danville Computer Doc side, and we also do web development and design.
And marketing.
And marketing, absolutely, under Cool Jazz Web Design.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that in a moment, how you come up with the name. Now, I understand the Danville Computer Doc. I understand that. But Cool Jazz.
Yeah.
It was a process, Charlie. It was a long-term process for us to come up with something that we both liked and we could both get behind as our parent company.
Yeah.
So Cool Jazz LLC is the parent company.
Now, I'll say, and you do love music.
Yes.
I do love
music. Yes, you do love music.
I sure do.
I think you and my son Chuck were in the band together years ago.
We were at Danville High School.
We kind of grew up
in the band together and
played
together and had some great times.
Sure did. Chuck played the saxophone.
Yes, sir.
And what did you play?
I was a trumpet player.
Trumpet player.
Yes.
The music director. I'm trying to remember his name. It was after
Gravely.
Gravely. It was right after Gravely.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman right after Gravely.
Yeah, Dave Gillum.
Dave Gillum. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh, he was a warrior.
Yeah, he was. He sure was.
He was a car. Well, thank you guys. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
Now, let's first talk about in introducing yourself, where you are, how people can reach you, and what you do with computers.
Okay. If I may, Charlie,
sure.
I'm going to go ahead and introduce Steve a little bit. Steve has been, like me, we've both been geeks since way before it was cool. Both from, I guess you were, what, about 11, and I was about 13 when we first started building
That's
our first computers.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. My dad built the second computer in the state of Kentucky, so I got to help with that. And
really?
We did not know when we were going to Danville High School together. We didn't know. Well, actually, you knew, didn't you? But I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was a computer geek.
That
he apparently
is awesome.
Had heard about my dad and knew about me, so...
Uh-huh.
We hooked up about 5 years ago, personally,
mm-hmm.
and then started working together professionally.
That's right.
Okay.
So, Steve, go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to say, I got drawn into it because my uncle was an electrical engineer with Texas Instruments, and he was helping design and build their first personal computers back in the late 70s. And so I got my hands on some prototypes from Texas Instruments and got to start programming those before they ever came to market. So.
That's cool. Well, you're like in the frontier of computer time.
We've watched it develop. It's been a fascinating journey. Wouldn't want to live in any other era.
That is awesome. Well, that's why people this morning, people listening, when they have computer ideas, programming questions, gosh, you need to come to you guys. We all are from the beginning to
Absolutely.
Right now. That's wonderful.
Well, there's another reason. There's several other reasons that they need to come to Steve. I've worked with computer people for most of my adult life, and there's some things that Steve brings to the table besides just knowing his stuff inside and out. He doesn't BS. He tells you what he knows, and he shares that information freely, which is really nice. He tailors the coolest thing. As I grew up, you had the tech people, and then you had people who could get along with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have tech people who could talk with people who weren't techy. And Steve is an anomaly there because he can adjust his explanations based on our client's level of expertise, which makes it very cool. He treats everybody with respect. We both agree, I think, that our clients are the best clients in the world.
They are.
And
they are.
They treat us beautifully, and we treat them beautifully, and it's a wonderful partnership.
Right. Now, speaking of a partnership, computer just changes every day. It seems like every 15 minutes. And you and I, and Steve and I, we were talking off air before we went on, how exciting the new computer world is going on. It's just absolutely amazing, from the Google glasses to the wristwatch to your the laptop. The tablets, I mean, it's just fascinating. Smartphones, everything goes on.
It's great,
isn't it?
They're really integrating themselves more and more into our life all the time. Devices are becoming wearable. You know, you mentioned the Samsung Gear, and And, you know, they got the high-end Apple Watch that's going to be coming out that's on the high-end side. But just the way that we, you know, the Google Glass, you have custom clothing that's made nowadays to accommodate all of our tech gear that we drag around with us. And it's they're just becoming a part of our lives from the, well, 24 hours a day, even when we're asleep. I've got a new device from Amazon called the Amazon Echo that I keep, and it's all voice controlled, and I use it to set my alarm, and I use it to listen to music when I go to bed, and I simply go in there and I say, Alexa, its name is Alexa, so I say, Alexa, set alarm for 8:30 a.m., and it does. It comes back and says alarm set for 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it will look things up for him. He says, Alexa, you know, what's the temperature in California right now? And it will tell him. Absolutely.
And it's all voice controlled. And it's got wonderful sound. It's, you know, it's just a beautiful device that you can use to listen to music. And its interface is strictly voice.
Now, as we grow along and we're going to expand and get in and breaking down to what people can understand, people like me, people that are, I guess, users and sometimes abusers for our computer systems that we have. The only thing I know about a computer, I know how to look at them and just fuss and cuss at them. I know how to bang on that monitor, which has nothing to do with what's happening in the action of it.
We don't want you banging on the monitor,
No,
Charlie.
Don't bang on the monitor, but I do. We just have a rough time. But it is wonderful. You know, it also something in the medical world, the new watches that people wear, whether it be something around their neck or on their wrist, or something that the medical team doctors have placed on them physically that help them stay alive to what they are. It just and making it so much more quickly responsive in medical research and medical care is amazing, isn't it?
There are a lot of advances there because the population is graying. We're seeing more and more technology being used to enable people to stay where they are longer, to stay at home longer, to make it easier for them to not have to go into full care.
Right.
So, yeah, that technology is a wonderful thing for extending and improving quality of life.
Now, on our first show, I want you to keep every now and then, please tell how people how they can reach you, the name of your company,
DanvilleComputerDoc.com, and you can reach us at 859-755-4344.
You can also send us an email at steve@danvillecomputerdoc.com if you'd like, or simply visit our website, click on the contact tab, and fill out the contact form, contact us that way. And we would love to have questions from anybody out there about any of your tech problems or things that you would like us to talk about. Anything like that, please email us or fill out our contact form, and we would be happy to do that for you.
Well, and the studio line, 238-9447, people can call in this morning. But they again, they can like you say, email, they can text you, ask questions. We can share that information over the air. Or and of course, people that need help right now. You have tax season that's not only coming up but going on.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that want to make sure that they do have the correct things that are going on with their computers and taxes, don't they?
Well, and security is really important.
Security,
you
very
brought
important.
Up tax season, and security is one of those things that we really hammer home. And security right now, there are a few things that we want to do with our clients. We like to help them keep safe. That means their privacy as well as their security, and security for their personal information as well as security for their data.
Okay.
We also want to make sure that your technical devices are healthy and that they're working properly, and we want to make sure that you are able to use those devices to be more productive, not less productive, not banging on monitors, but actually doing things that help you. And we also want people, we want to help teach people to enjoy their and play productively with their technology.
The word teach, that is a big deal. Tutorial situations that you have.
We do that a lot,
that
Charlie.
Is wonderful. So when people have, and all these new gadgets, but if you don't know how to use them.
And you use them. A lot of people come in with a smartphone, and there's so much that people have told them they can do, but they don't know how. And they say, look, all I can do is answer it, and I can just barely do that. Can you teach me how to do this, this, and this?
Sure.
And we sit down one-on-one and help people learn that. And we offer classes for small groups.
Oh, you do?
Very limited small
okay.
groups,
okay.
8
well,
to 10
fair.
Max, so that everyone gets a chance to answer, to ask and get their questions answered.
Okay. Now, can you go to a location to someone, go to their... to them if they have a situation, Steve?
We do make house calls. Okay. We're kind of old school with our healthcare for geekware.
Okay, let me hold up. I said that this morning. Jim Parman thought I came up with it. So I let Jim, I just let it go.
Now that's Steve's baby. He came up with that.
I love it. I took a pat on the back. I said, well, it's Jim, it's just the things I did.
Well, Steve has quite a few clients that don't get around as well as they once did. So offering that kind of service helps those clients who can't bring it in. We want you to bring it into to our offices. We want you to come and visit us. But if you can't make it in, Steve can go out to you.
Awesome. And that's, glad to go, Steve.
And there's a lot of older clients that I have that, you know, have a hard time getting down on their knees and unplugging tables in the back of the machine. You know how that is. They're sitting in the floor and their grandkid hooked it up for them and they can't get back there to unhook stuff when they have a problem to bring it in. And they just prefer that I come out. So we do provide that service when they need it.
And that's the kind of service I was telling you about. He just goes the extra mile.
That's great. Now, people that may not know you guys, now, when it, once they see Steve, they're like, well, I know you. I mean, you know, they'll say, I know you. Mm-hmm. And but coming in, but you guys have been in business for a long time. And it's wonderful. Before we take our break, tell people how they reach you and your company name again.
We are DanvilleComputerDoc.com, and you can reach us at 859-755-4344.
It's 947 on AM 1230 WHIR. Hello. Welcome back to AM 1230 WHIR. It is 949, almost 10 until 10. And don't forget, Wildcat fans, we have Kentucky Sports Radio beginning 10:07, and the Wildcat pregame show starts 11:30 on Z105 as the Cats will be going up against the Florida Gators. And right now we have a new Friday morning program on the Charlie Perry Show. It is DanvilleComputerDoc.com and a Stephen Knight guest. Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it so much.
Good morning. Good morning. Cats.
Go Cats. Absolutely. Oh, gosh, I hope they beat the Gators this year.
I do, too.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, gosh, a perfect season, it did feel like any minute it's gonna end. But
it's been an amazing run so far, and just can't wait to see how far they go.
Absolutely right. Now, we're going to be talking and teaching you, and we have question time period, about computers. Computers are who we are now. I mean, they are. They're on our watch. They're in our wallet. They're on our telephones. There is a lot of people that may not, and I'm one of them, that may not truly trust what goes on in the world of computers because we have the fear of identity theft. We have, right, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And by the way, let's stop right there for a moment. Identity theft. How can you help people with your company? What can you do?
Identity theft is one of the biggest things going on right now. And in fact, the FBI director, James Comey, just recently said there are two types of companies in the U.S., those that have been hacked and those that don't know they've been hacked.
Wow.
And that's fairly accurate, Charlie. Right now, people, the younger generation doesn't even have the same sense of what privacy is that we did. They are so willing, they're so unaware of what privacy used to be that they don't even realize what it means. So they, at this point, are more than willing to exchange any information anybody wants for convenience, and they give it away. Mm-hmm. And there are companies out there that are willing to take it up and use it and abuse it. And with the hacking situation, there are even more opportunities to have insecure data transfer or data capture.
I think now, and just coming to me, to my attention, I know, and I have been off the air for a while because of some health situations, and I am very concerned now about my medical information being hacked or being shared over the internet by people that really do not need to know what's going on with me. That is a big concern, isn't it?
Already this year, we've had a big hacking that would directly impact that.
Okay.
Yeah, Anthem had an estimated 80 million people impacted from a hack into their systems with personal and health information that was stolen. So, and that's going to become more and more important as we go along. As, you know, most doctors' offices are in some way collecting data electronically, and they're being encouraged to move toward electronic medical records as fast as possible. And I'm not sure that we entirely understand all of the consequences of that move just yet. And it certainly I understand the other side of it, which is that we have faster access to your records in emergency situations, which is a good thing.
Very good.
And remote diagnosis, that requires that. You have to be able to electronically transfer those files in order to be able to do remote care.
Exactly. So there are absolutely some positive benefits to it, but there are concerns about privacy, and you know that's the reason why that gigantic healthcare law, HIPAA, was put into place, because of concerns of privacy. And we need to kind of step back a little bit and focus a little bit more on that in our electronic medical records, because I think that data can be, unfortunately, stolen and used against you.
Now, a company, let's say a person in business this morning, someone that owns a small business, and they want to make sure that they do understand and are able to protect their financing, also their health information they have on employees, and they can really work with you guys. They need to contact you all
Absolutely.
To help them with this, don't they?
One of the main things that people tend to do is they think, well, I can't remember a whole lot of passwords, so I'll just keep one or two, and I'll use those. That way I'll remember. Mm-hmm. It's one of the worst things you can do, because even a small hack into a small and not very secure website could open you up to have that username and password used across the board.
Right.
Because that's how you've used it. So we recommend 1Password by AgileBits. If you don't use that, use a different type of program, but make sure that you're using different usernames and passwords for each and every place that you log in, whether it's a financial institution, especially if it's a financial institution.
Special. Now, how people reach you all, please? I mean, we have people riding along this morning going, gosh, yes, I need to talk with them. How do they reach you all?
DanvilleComputerDoc.com or 859-755-4344.
Okay. I mean, that is what we want to make, and we'll keep doing that early, giving your address and your contact information out.
And so we appreciate that. And physically, if they want to stop by and see us, we're at 1200 Houstonville Road, which is right between John's Hair Salon and B&E Furniture.
Okay, very good.
Yes, sir.
And another thing on security, Steve has a special recommendation on virus, antivirus, and protection from malware.
If you're looking into security for your own personal devices, phones, tablets, computers, that sort of thing, and you're not sure, I recommend a program called Kaspersky Internet Security. It's not a program that everyone has heard of, but it is available locally at Walmart, Office Depot. You can get it certainly online,
a
variety of places. But if you, you can absolutely get it from us as well.
Okay.
And if you go to a site called avcomparatives.org, it is a site that is an independent company in Austria that test all of these antivirus security programs against real-world virus and malware samples, and they rate these programs every year. And the Kaspersky Internet Security is ranked right at the top year after year. So it's not just my word that I've, you know, I've personally been using it since 2006 and recommending it to clients, but the folks that go out and test these things in the against real-world samples also recommend it. So if you're looking for a good security system, antivirus software, I recommend Kaspersky Internet Security.
Absolutely.
And we need it in a language that we can understand.
Well,
that is what is so important.
I mean,
I can just really be thrown out a lot, a lot of information to me that I think I know, and I shake my head yes, because I don't want to own up to not knowing.
There's a lot of misleading information, too, especially about antiviruses. People think that some of the bigger names, the ones that we've heard since the 80s, you know, the Nortons and the McAfee, that they're best because they've heard them the longest. And that's just simply not the case anymore. In fact, personally, I would rather go without any virus protection than put McAfee on my machine.
I am so glad you said that. I have another gentleman that's on the air with me that's in a computer technician. And he said, Mr. McAfee, the name, the gentleman that created the company, he said he doesn't use his own product.
Well, who would?
He doesn't.
He doesn't know.
Many computers that have McAfee, and they think they're protected, and that's unfortunate. We want to protect our clients from believing that they're protected when they're not.
Even at the enterprise level, I've worked with a lot of major companies that have installed versions of McAfee at the enterprise level, and they're infected day after day, every day, multiple times infections get passed. So there are better options out there than maybe the brand names that people are familiar with. And if you have a question about the software that you're using, please call us. We'd be happy to talk to you about it. and let you know if you're protected as well as you think you are need to be.
And I want the people that are listening in Danville, in the small business market, by the way, it's which 90% of businesses in America are small, and they feel like, I cannot afford to have the protection, the Steve that you're talking about this morning, but they can.
They can.
And they need to call you, and they need to go to danvillecomputerdoc.com and find out that they can.
They can. We had a client recently that unfortunately had 15 years worth of data that had been encrypted, and they could no longer access because of a virus called CryptoWall.
Wow.
And they unfortunately had to have their data back, so they had to pay the ransom fee to get the decryption key to get their files back.
They can't afford not to,
right,
Charlie.
Oh, and if they had proper, you know, security measures in place, then that would have blocked that software, that virus, from getting on their machine to begin with, and that would have never happened.
So. And they do have that in place now.
They do.
Very good. Okay, you guys will be back next week. Again,
absolutely.
Tell us how people can reach you.
Can reach us online at danvillecomputerdoc.com. You can reach us by phone at 859-755-4344. Or you can send Steve an email at steve@danvillecomputerdoc.com.
And you can also check us out at cooljazzwebdesign.com.
Cool jazz. I love it. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See y'all next Friday.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Charlie Perry Show this morning. And be back Monday. Have a great weekend. And Wildcat fans, when the Cats win, you win.